Mounted traffic men are assigned to duty. The Atlanta Journal, Thursday, the 16th of October, 1913, page 6, column 1. Nucleus of new mounted squad put to work. Thursday, by Chief Beavers. Two mounted traffic policemen were put on duty Thursday morning by Chief of Police James L. Beavers. The officers were E.J. Pate and C.T. Maddox. They will form the nucleus of a mounted traffic squad which will be added to from time to time. These men will ride the streets in the center of the city, and their principal duty will be to keep things moving. Their beat will include parts of Peachtree, Whitehall, Forsyth, Marietta, and Decatur streets near the center of the city. They are to regulate traffic and see to it that slow-moving vehicles keep close to the curb and that traffic rules in general are observed by all classes of vehicles. Page 9, column 2. New motion hearing will be postponed. Frank case to go over from Saturday to Wednesday. Anyway, at solicitor's request, attorneys for the defense of Leo M. Frank and the Solicitor General are said to have agreed upon a postponement of the argument of the motion for a new trial from Saturday until Wednesday, and it is entirely possible and quite probable that a still further delay will be necessary. A package containing the voluminous record in the case, which was shipped by Solicitor General H.M. Dorsey from Valdosta, failed to arrive on schedule, and for that reason, the solicitor and attorney Leonard Haas, representing the defense, were delayed in taking up a joint study of the brief of evidence. They got at the work during the day Thursday, however, but it is expected that it will take many hours to discuss the changes in the brief asked by the solicitor, even if they are agreed upon. When the work on the brief of evidence has been completed, Attorney Reuben R. Arnold of the defense will take up a study of certain points in the amended motion for a new trial, where the facts are in dispute with the solicitor. This makes it certain that the solicitor will not be ready on Saturday, and it is difficult to estimate the length of the delay which these and other matters not yet arranged will occasion. Mr. Dorsey has his entire force at work on the Frank matter, however, and declares that he will announce ready just as soon as he possibly can without prejudicing the state's case by a jack of preparation.